Hello and welcome to another edition of Defending the Den. I'm your host, Scotty Wallace. How's it going, everybody? How's the spring happening? Spring's not here yet. It's a couple days away. But even still, welcome to another edition. Appreciate you guys. We're going to take a look at what happened in Hooksett up there in New Hampshire as the Black Bears travel up to New Hampshire for the last time this season. And they went on to take on the Mountain Kings. And after last weekend's performance, I'm sure that the Black Bears did have a bit of a chip on their shoulder. When you heard last week during the interviews, it seemed like all the players, at least the two players we spoke to a T, were just like, we're getting back to business. We're getting our eyes focused. We're ready to go. So what happened? They were ready to go on Friday night. Started off pretty quick. New Hampshire kind of gets on the ball a little bit first. They had a little bit more puck possession in the first 5 minutes or so of the game, but Owen Lepak, solid in net, shutting things down, making sure his sheet is still clean. 7:30 in the first period, though, Jesse Horacek takes over. He pots in his 15th of the year off a rebound in front, just getting that loose change, picking it up, putting it home, his 15th of the year. Mike Ergo, his 12th assist, and Keaton Lipsett, his 10th assist of the year, makes it 1-0 for Maryland. And then 4 minutes later, Matthew Croxall with a beauty of a goal coming into the zone. Just a little dipsy-doodle, how you doing situation through the defense. He pots home his 11th on the year. Tyler Stern's 5th assist. Jeremy Tremblay's 17th assist. Black Bears up 2-0. And it's all gas, no break at this point. Maryland is just going ahead and taking Sebastian Bodner and really just using him as a shooting target at this point. So it was no surprise that Maryland kept putting things on the board. And it continued with Ray Perreault getting his second of the year, a redirect off an Evan Sofakidis shot in front. Perreault brought the puck in as the defenseman still staying active offensively in their in the transition game. Perreault sweeps across the net, redirects it in for his second of the year. Evan Sofakidis' 20th assist. Samuel Stitz's 9th assist. Black Bears up 3-0. And just before end time, about 2 minutes and 5 seconds after Perreault's goal, Croxall again. He gets his 12th of the year with a nice little backhand rebound shot off of Tyler Stern's initial shot for his 12th of the year. Croxall's 12th. Stern gets his 6th assist. Jeremy Tremblay his 18th assist. Black Bears up 4-0. That would be the end of the night for Bodner as he takes 4 goals in the first period. He would give way to former Black Bear Stephen Carney. And the result's a little bit better for New Hampshire. They responded a little bit better. I also should say in the first period, 20-3 the shots for Maryland. Again, you want to talk about a team that kind of took last week to heart, and they put it through this way. But New Hampshire did get on the board 7:06 into the third period, and Kim Helmerson just picked off a puck. It was a botch at the blue line. Maryland trying to get some zone entry, bobbled the puck a little bit, and then Helmerson goes down all alone, puts it home for his 13th of the year, and makes it 4-1. But the Black Bears would keep on pressuring the net for New Hampshire against New Hampshire, and Evan Sofakidis would break through for the Black Bears with a nice little wrist shot off a great little passing play in front. That's his 3rd of the year. Dimitri Kebrew's 31st assist. Samuel Stitz's 10th assist. And that made it 5-1 for the Black Bears. Wouldn't be done there in the second period. Riley Rue, he notches his 11th goal of the year, just cutting across the top of the circle, ripping one home. That made it 6-1 for the Black Bears. Jesse Horacek, 22nd assist. Dylan Gordon's 14th assist on Rue's 11th. Black Bears up 6-1 after 2. Then in the early going, the Black Bears can't stop, won't stop. Bad boys for life. Mike Ergo getting his first of the year. Just a nice little play. He brought it in pretty well. He was driving the net. It went wide, went behind the net, pops back out to his stick off a nice little setup by Keaton Lipsett. And Ergo gets his first NHL goal of his career, and that made it 7-1. They went to the replay. I think it was just to see if the net was off beforehand, but the net was also caused off by the goaltender Carney. So it counts. Ergo's first, Lipsett 11th assist, Tyler Stern his 7th assist of the year, his 3rd assist up to that point. And I say up to that point because 3 minutes, or just about 3 minutes later, Matthew Croxall finishes off his hat trick which would be the ninth in Black Bears history, as he makes a diving effort in front to get the puck backhanded in his 13th of the year, his third of the game, and 8-1 at that point. Tyler Stern, fourth assist of the game, eighth of the year. Jeremy Tremblay getting his third assist of the game, 19th of the year. Black Bears up 8-1. Black Bears did give up a power play goal late, though, or in the mid part of the frame, rather. Tommy McDonough rips one from the blue line, his seventh of the year. That made it 8-2, but they would get no closer, and the Black Bears take this one 8-2, out shooting New Hampshire 44-22. That's a double up, kids. And there you go. Owen Lepak, 20 saves in this one. Was sharp when called upon, didn't get much action in the first little bit, but he was he stayed in the game mentally, was pretty solid there, and gets the W on the whole thing. So the Black Bears now looking to close it out. They probably figured it wouldn't be this much of a cakewalk as it was on Friday night, and they were correct. The first period, very back and forth. Maryland did have a little bit more offensive sustainability in the first part, couldn't find the back of the net, and New Hampshire thought they had a goal. They thought they had a backhand goal and the power play go in, but it went crossbar, pipe, and out. Colin Ronan, thanking his metal behind him to make sure that the hockey gods were behind his side the rest of the game, and it seemed to work. Colin Ronan was pretty solid in the first period. Nothing after one. Maryland out shooting New Hampshire 11-5 in that bit, and then second period all Maryland. Very special teams heavy in this one as well. A lot of power plays going each way. But the Black Bears would strike first, 1:58 into the second period. Dimitri Kieber gets his 14th of the year on a just a little redirect in front from Samuel Stitz, who shot one from the point area or from the top circle. And Kieber's 14th of the year. Sam Stitz's 11th assist. Matthew Croxell getting his 9th assist on the power play. Black Bears up 1-0. And more importantly, that was point number 104 all-time for Dimitri Kieber, as he breaks the all-time record for the Maryland Black Bears, surpassing Brandon Piku, who set it just last year. So daps and head taps to Dima on that one. A career is still going. Let's be honest. He's at 45 goals right now, or 46 goals right now. Four more goals to get 50, that'd be fantastic. And also, Kieber and Piku, the only two Black Bears to hit 100 points in their career so far. So a nice little homage to get there, as a local kid is now the top of the record charts. Another local guy, he gets on the board on another power play goal. Luke Rubin, he nets his 7th, and he has been tremendous here in the second half of the season. When he's getting in the lineup, he is making it well worth his while with his 7th of the year on a nice little tic-tac-toe, finishing off with a one-timer as set up by Cal Houston, his 14th assist, and Jesse Horacek starting it all off with his 23rd assist of the year on Ruben's 7th. Black Bears up 2-1. But the Black Bears would get a little bit of penalty issues, including a interesting situation with a boarding call and then a roughing call and all kinds of craziness breaking out. But Rylan Yates would get his first of the year for New Hampshire at the side of the net, just poking up through a rebound and knots it home to cut the Maryland lead in half 2-1. But the Black Bears, again, trying to stay sustainable, trying to get some kind of insurance. They would find nothing, unfortunately, in the end of the second, but they would outshoot New Hampshire 24-4 in this one. So that's going into the third period. Third period, really kind of tight checking a little bit to start, but then Maryland gets an early power play, couldn't do much with it after a early power play for New Hampshire, who didn't do much with it. But then New Hampshire breaks through. Evan Rosenoff nets his 7th of the year, and it would tie that game up. But the power play proving dividends in this one, as Sam Stitz at 12:55 into the third, he would redirect a shot from Luke Rubin. It would go in the net, e-la-boo, and there we go. Stitz's 10th, Rubin's 3rd assist of the year. Black Bears up 3-2. Ronan and the defense would take it from there, making sure no threats got through, and nothing did. 3-2 the final in this one. The Black Bears take the weekend with a big, big sweep of New Hampshire, something that they really needed. And again, two games that they needed to win, as you want to make sure that you keep atop the standings. So Black Bears finished the season 7-1 against New Hampshire this year. The lone blemish is a win that New Hampshire got in the Saturday game against Maryland when they were up there the first time back in October, I do believe. So there's that. Where does it put us in the table? Well, Black Bears, 75 points. They're up top. They, again, win both games. Maine split the weekend, but they did get a point in overtime. They're at 72 points. Then Rochester, who dropped both their games last weekend to Philadelphia, who are coming in to take on Maryland this coming weekend. They are in third. Johnstown, fourth. New Jersey, fifth. And Northeast holding on to that last playoff spot. But they are they're being hunted down by Philadelphia. Philadelphia sitting in seventh, 4 points out, and three games in hand on Northeast. So Philadelphia is going to be coming into town this weekend, and they are going to be hungry. They are going to be determined, and they're going to put up a fight. And when you look at the history of the Black Bears against Philly or against the Rebels organization, one of the big things, and we've seen it earlier this year too, is just the goaltending that the Rebels seem to churn out somehow gets, you know, for somehow, some way, the Black Bears just can't find behind their goaltenders, whether it be Noah West or Jack Fialkoff or even Jacob Krebicek, who's going to be in net, I'm sure, at least once this weekend. They always seem to have solid goaltending, which, you know, can frustrate and can limit and can make teams panic. And they overdo it on offense and leave their defense a little bit shaky. So Philadelphia then capitalizes on that and goes from there. We'll have to see what the game plan is going to be. We will have to find out. These are always tough games, so we will see how the Black Bears come out of this, and we will see. This is possible. Who knows? If Philadelphia gets that last playoff spot, Black Bears could see him after. And if they get the playoff spot and then they get the playing round, Black Bears could see him in the first ish round of the playoff. I don't know how this playoff structure works, especially with six teams, first two teams getting by. Is it the first round? Is it just a playing round? How do we decipher this? In any case, Black Bears going to be looking for another 4 points, but it's not going to come easy. None of them are going to come easy this time of year. And it's going to start a heck of a week for the Black Bears, too, as they have five games coming up here in 8 days. So they have the two games against Philly coming up here, and then they'll have a one-off game in Johnstown on Wednesday the 20th, and then they're back home against the Rochester Junior Americans. The Junior Americans, of course, one of the hotter teams in the league, albeit did get swept last week, but they have been on a hell of a hot streak in the recent weeks, so they're going to be getting a very tired Black Bears team. So we will see how the conditioning is going for this team, and I'm sure it's very good because this team wants excellence. Everybody in the locker room wants excellence, and I'm sure we're going to get nothing but the best in all five of these games for the Black Bears coming up in the next week. Interview segment time, as we get to that here on Defending the Den. First off, we got a lot of interviews. First off, ton of them. So get ready. A lot of guys had decent performances this weekend. And hey, why not have everybody on? Be a good time. We'll start off with head coach Clint Millamock, who will join us talking about, obviously, the weekend that was, the unsung heroes getting their due this season, and also Dimitri Kiebro and being atop the leaderboard for Dima, and what that means just in general for a guy who's coached him and seen him pretty much most of his young career.
Hey, Coach Clint Millamock joins me right now. And Coach, that was a bounce-back weekend. I think that was also a statement weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it was a long trip, long journey to get there. But I guess the ability just to compete and just get after it and do things a certain way that we recognize as coaches and then as players. And it was good for them to have that type of game where pucks are going in and you know, we're getting those bounces, but we earned them. Like they always say, it's hard to always get bounces, but they're probably easier to get when you do earn them and play the right way.
And you saw two sides of the team as well, having the, you know, running gun on Friday they were able to get, and then Saturday be able to win in a close game too. Is that something you guys preach to them?
Yeah, you figure that after, you know, big win, that usually the team's got, if they have any pride, they're going to come back and give them their best effort just on pride alone. And they did. They played hard. One thing we probably didn't do was create or get to the danger zone a bit more. We preached that all the time. We had like 24 danger zone shots on Friday, and then Saturday we had 9. So 8 goals, 2 goals, 3 goals. So there's usually a direct correlation, and it's not always going to be that way. But there's a it usually helps when you're at the net. So, but the power play came through, and boy, we had three power play goals on six opportunities. So sometimes that's what you need, like long season, 60 games, and you need your power play sometimes to bail you out. And I thought the guys did a really good job on the power play.
And while you had a lot of your top guys scoring, you also had some unsung hero guys. Tyler Stern getting four assists on Friday. Mike Ergo getting his first NHL goal. What does it mean for you as a coach to know that these guys are able to come up in clutch spots, especially heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's important for them and their teammates. The teammates were more excited than Mike. There's no doubt. I know he was excited, but his teammates were very excited. You could tell by the bench. And usually you don't do a drive-by after a 7th or 8th goal, but like the guys were excited. Same with Sterny. I mean, I think guys who play with him really appreciate how much he knows and what's going on. He's a very good communicator, and he does a lot of good things with his voice and really controls things. And guys like playing with him because he competes for one, and he's also productive. And it's nice that the guys that maybe don't get the limelight did come through and get some points and get some notoriety for what they did. So, yeah, good for them.
And I talk about a guy like Dmitry Kiber, a guy who's been at the forefront of this team for the past 3 years, finally breaking the points record, goals record. What does it mean to have him, like, all three seasons that you've coached him?
It means a lot. Like, he personifies kind of what our program is, like opportunity, but earned opportunity, a great teammate. When days for him personally are good or bad, like it's hard to find, hard to notice. Like he's always the same, and with him is always away. It's never impossible, and that's kind of when you watch where he started. It's tough sometimes when you show up and you get top 6 minutes and you do all this, and it's hard to explain to a kid who maybe is going through it because he's like, well, you already played. You're committed at 16. And you played top six. He's a guy that had nothing given to him. In fact, some people will tell you they probably think maybe he wasn't ready for junior at his first year. And right away we knew we need him in our program, in our room. He's too valuable as a person, first and foremost. And then for him, watching how in and out of the lineup the first year to like a top nine guy by the end of the season, and last year, you know, dreams coming true. He's getting his commitments and his points, but it's also like the kid, I've never said to him, work. You're not working today, like ever. So he's a great ambassador. He's a great teammate. He personifies, like I said, everything you want. Just a good leader. Kids come in from out of other programs, and I can't tell you how many kids that say your captain's awesome. A, he competes in practice, and he really brings it and makes everyone, you know, battle, but he's an awesome guy. And he's not asked to do it. He just does it. So he's a natural leader, and he means a ton to this program. And yeah, it's fun to see him be at the forefront in terms of points. And I think it's well-earned, well-deserved, and makes sense.
Now you guys come into this weekend against Philadelphia, a team that's on a hot streak right now, and they're going to be playing for the playoff lives right now. How do you guys counteract that?
Yeah, there's blood in the water, and they are chomping at the bit, man. Like they are. A lot of guys decide to leave that team and go to BC and think there's a greener pastures, and then the team all of a sudden does this. So a lot of times you get better in the process by the process of elimination, and they're well coached, they're well organized. The young guys are very talented, they're very fast. They have two very good goalies now, and I think they have a chance to win every night. They're the one kid at 58 saves in game one, and then Kubrasek does what he does. He had a shutout in game two, and they swept a very good team at home. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm them, like, they're playing with house money. Like, they got nothing to lose. They got games in hand, so they're a dangerous team, so we got to be prepared.
Head coach Clint Millenbach.
Next up, Jesse Horacek joining us, talking about the weekend that was, talking about the bounce back, and also talking about how active in the community the team has been getting over the past few weeks.
Here with Maryland Black Bears forward Jesse Horacek. And Jesse, that was a big response weekend for you guys. I guess, what do you guys take out of it? Was this something that you guys wanted to show not only to yourself, but the rest of the division?
Yeah, I mean, somebody was going to get it. And I think it was just fell into place that it was New Hampshire. But I think that was a big weekend for us to just show. And like that, when you play the right way and when we do the right things and our systems and we've been preaching, I think everything else takes care of itself. And that's what happened this weekend.
Is that something like when you look back to New Jersey, you're kind of just like, okay, we kind of got led astray, and then now we have to...
Yeah, we were just loose ourselves. And everything's like, I mean, we were kind of due for one. beautiful on those weekends, and I think it was a good eye opener, especially playoffs coming up. So
yeah, for you guys, are you in that playoff mentality now? Because I mean, you already clinched a spot, but you also want to get into those one-two spots in order to get that bye. Is that something you guys are in your head? We have to make sure we are in playoff mode now.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no days off, especially this week. Every week during practice, I mean, it's just the compete level's going up and up. I don't think they're taking any steps back.
Yeah, because you come up here and you said, I'm worn out. I'm ready to go. It's just like, that's got to be a good sign for you.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Especially coming into Philadelphia. They're going to be in a playoff battle as well. They had a big weekend. What's the focus now for you guys in terms of just, is it just carryover for what happened in New Hampshire?
No, I think it's going to be a little bit different, a little bit more of a playoff atmosphere. And I think they're going to come in here and try to make some noise, especially with being physical. And I think it should be a fun game, and if we play the right way, I think we should have no worries.
And also, you're part of the Dash Auction. You signed some pucks for St. Patrick's Day. That'll be available on dash-auction.com. Stay tuned to social media for more. But to be able to connect with the community like this, how has that been for you, especially being a local guy?
It's been huge. I mean, it's been pretty exciting, especially being local. Like you said, like, you know a lot of the people. You know a lot of, like, the communities, the different schools, all that type of thing. When we go to visit, you get to give back to people that you think, like, where you grew up. So that's kind of nice.
All right. Jesse Horacek from the Maryland Black Bears.
Next up, Tyler Stern. He had 4 assists on Friday. He talks about that, talks about working with his line mates. And also, we get into it about Philadelphia, a team he very well knows and a team that we apparently keep talking to him about the weekend of. So an interesting dichotomy there.
Here with Maryland Black Bears forward Tyler Stern. And Tyler, man, that was a heck of a weekend for you guys, a big bounce back weekend for you. Gets a weekend of review from you from up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so we were pretty motivated all week last week in practice just to kind of show the division in the league that what happened against New Jersey was a fluke. We felt like we owed it to ourselves, we owed it to our fans, and just everybody in the room to prove who we are and what we do. And I think Friday night was a little bit of that, just reminding everybody who we are and the dominant team we can be when we're firing all cylinders. The first period really showed that. I think we outshot them 23, put in 4. And obviously Saturday was a little bit of a different game, a little tighter special teams battle, but it's really good to be able to win those types of games at this point of the year, going down the final stretch. You know that your power plays going to have to be clicking, and they were for us. So 3 power play goals there Saturday, and we're able to hold on to a really good win and earn for 4 points last weekend.
And I think also Saturday showed the adaptability that you had as well as a team to be able to not only play in those big blowout games, but also play in a tight game as well. So that's always a good thing to have, especially going into playoffs. But Friday night, 4 helpers for you, 4 assists. Why'd you give a helping hand to so many people?
Well, you know, when you get to go with guys like Tremblay and Croxell, you know that if you get them the puck, good things are usually going to happen. And feel like that we were really clicking as a line early and often. And Crox at the post early, I know, got him a little bit down. But I think next shift he got his first one, and he was the hot stick. And I was just trying to get him the puck any way I can. I feel like we had some good chemistry and we could really build on that into this weekend.
Now, we come into this weekend against Philadelphia. And you mentioned it before we came on. Always seem to be Philly week. We get you on here. You're a former team right now, but they're in a battle of their own. They had a big weekend for themselves as well. It's going to be a different mentality. What has been the focus this weekend in practice to make sure you guys keep on rolling?
Well, right from video this morning, you know, Coach came in and said that this is a team that's in the hunt for a playoff spot. It's kind of a different feel from the team we played last weekend. That might be a little bit more checked out. Like these guys know they're in the hunt. I think they're 4 points out with 2 or 3 games in hand on Northeast, and they're 9-0-1 in their last 10. And I know some of the guys in the locker room, and they want to be in the playoffs bad. And that's at the end of the day, the goal for every team in this league is to get to the postseason. Everybody's got a shot. So we really just we talked about how we have to respect this opponent, take it very seriously. And when you're playing them, you know that they got some really good skill up front. They got guys that could skate and bury. So we really got to be dialed in, limited odd man rushes, limited chances, and then doing what we do when we get the puck in the offensive zone.
Tyler Stern, the Maryland Black Bears.
Thank you.
Matthew Croxell up next, and he had a hat trick on Friday. Talks a little bit about that. And also just talking about the chemistry that he's been getting working between Jeremy Tremblay and Tyler Stern.
Maryland Black Bears forward Matthew Croxell joining me right now. And Matthew, what a weekend for you guys in general. Big bounce back weekend. That had to be pretty much the message from the New Jersey weekend, right?
Yeah.
Just set the tone for that. You had 3 goals. What did you see there? It seemed like, especially that first goal, you were just dipping in through everybody.
Just kind of feel, you know, 2 of them came like net front. So my line mates did a good job getting pucks to the net. And we just kind of went to the net, puck bounced the right way.
Now, for you guys, especially in the playoff hunt right now, is every game a playoff game for you from this point on?
Even
100%. Though, yeah, because you guys clinch, you guys want to get that bye position is right now. You got to figure everyone is going to be gunning for you too, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So, what is it like working? You had Tyler Stern, Jeremy Tremblay help set you up this weekend. Playing with those guys, what's that like?
It's great. Both smart players, both know where to be on the ice, and both go to work. So it's pretty fun playing with them.
Now, Friday night, a completely different game from Saturday night. You played more tight checking there. How did you think you guys responded when pushed against that?
I thought we responded well. Like, didn't really get away from our game, didn't really get pushed over too much, so thought we did well.
Coming into Philly weekend, they're on a big streak right now, had a big two wins against Rochester. What's the key to shutting those guys down this week?
I just say plan our game, just our forecheck and everything. When we did it against New Hampshire, they had nothing, so same message to them.
Matthew Croxall, the Maryland Black Bears.
And last but not least, Michael Ergo. Joining us to talk about his first NAHL goal, the feeling behind that, and also going to the schools on these community visits for a guy who is from the Maryland area and what that means to him to give back to the community.
Mike Ergo from the Maryland Black Bears joins me right now. And Mike, heck of a weekend for you guys. Great bounce back weekend against New Hampshire. What were your thoughts?
It was a good weekend. Yeah, especially first game. It was nice, especially like coming off last weekend, which was pretty tough for everybody. It was a rough one. It was a good rebound for sure, especially that Friday game, just to put the puck in the net a bunch of times. Kind of got the confidence going for everybody. And then, obviously, Saturday, like if a team gets pumped that bad, they're going to come back harder. So we knew it would be a much different game. So we were ready for whatever happened. So just glad we got both wins.
How do you think you guys adjusted to that Saturday game? Because it did seem like they were pressing a little bit more.
Well, they definitely – we knew it was going to be that way. Even our coach told us, like, it's not going to be another blowout. So we were prepared for it. And tougher game, but just play our style, play with our identity and details, and we were fine. We knew we were confident we could get it done.
Friday night, you did get your first NAHL goal. That's got to be a weight off your shoulders, definitely, because you've been trying pretty dang hard this year to get that.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I mean, I'm not all about points or anything. I'm just glad we won. That's really all. As long as we're winning, it doesn't matter what. Individual stuff for me. It's just, I just want the team to win. So
now you guys got a little two in a row, looking for a four in a row after this weekend. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia is going to be after you guys. They're in the playoff hunt right now. Mm-hmm. What have you guys been doing this week to make sure that you can keep that pressure on everybody else in the division?
We just got to be sharp. Like in video today, Clint was saying how like it's going to be a really good test for us because they're in the hunt for a playoffs. They're not far out and they're desperate. So it's, he even said, it's like, these are going to be playoff games, basically, for them. Like, that's the kind of play that's going to be. It's going to be playoff-type, game style. So we just got to be sharp and be prepared going into the weekend.
Is that something you guys are into? Because you guys want to get into those 1-2 spots to not have to play in the play-in round. Is that something you guys have the mentality, every game's a playoff game from here on?
Absolutely, yeah. We want to win every game from here on out. Like, we want to win every single game. We don't want to take anybody or any team for granted. Like, we want to win out from here, get that number one spot. So that's our goal. We're taking everything like it's playoffs from here on.
Now, Tuesday morning, you went out to one of the schools in the area that you guys help out. What has it meant to you to give back to the community that, you grew up in?
Oh, it's really nice. Like, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes they're hard to, like, get yourself to go to, but then you go, and it's rewarding. Like, these kids actually know they're excited to see you, and you start to feel like excited to give back to them and just maybe make their day a little bit better. So I've really enjoyed it. So I hope to continue doing that kind of thing.
Excellent. Maryland Black Bears forward, Michael Ergo.
Thanks to Clint and Tyler and Jesse and Matthew and Michael and everybody involved for giving up their time, as well as thanks to Chris and Jess for allowing the space and the time and all that fun stuff for these interviews. And we'll kind of wrap it here. A lot of the alumni seasons are wrapping up in college terms-wise. We'll kind of allude to that. It's been a busy week. It's going to be a busier week next week with the Black Bears as they start their five games in eight days situation. Earlier start times this weekend, so if you're heading down to the Den, get there early. Game at 7 o'clock on Friday, 6:30 on Saturday, and you can enjoy your night out afterwards. It should be a good time for everybody. And this weekend, I will be on the call. Alex Utano has a little another assignment, so I will be taking over the booth for Friday, Saturday. So if you can't make it out to the Piney Orchard Ice Arena, listen to NAHL TV, and I'll be there. Let me give him my little non sequiturs, call him the game. It'll be a great time for everybody. So tune in, come out. Tickets.MarylandBlackBears.com, if there are any left. When I was down there on Wednesday, very few tickets remaining for this week. So get on there, get in early, get in often, and make it happen. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Defending the Den, part of the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction and Podcast Monsters. Enjoy it, everybody. Have a great time. Follow us on social media. It's Defending Den MBB. And that's on the Twitter. And that's it. You guys have a great week. Hope to see you down there this weekend. And hope for another 4 points. You guys be happy, be healthy, be safe. We'll talk to you next time through. Peace.